Lord. Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be unto the Most High God. What a mighty God we serve. We bless the Lord for another day that the Lord has made. God, help us to continue to rejoice and be glad in it. And for those that have not learned to rejoice in it, God, we ask you to touch hearts and minds that we get to the place that we yield ourselves and avail ourselves to thy will. So no matter what the enemy say, we can stand on your word and on your promise that we will be in a place so we can bless the Lord at all times and let his praise continually be in our mouth. And it's not just something we can say. We have to be in a place with that relationship with the Lord so that way when challenges and trials and grief and sorrow and disappointment and anguish and unexpectancy come, we really will be able to be anchored down in the Lord, stand on his word, and be able to bless him in the midst of the dilemma, the trials, the challenges, the tests, or whatever. But it takes being able to cast the cares on the Lord, being able to trust him that he will take care of the cares and hold on to his promise, hold on to his word, and don't be moved by what we see, what we hear, what we feel, because our emotions can turn back around and cause us to be tipsy-turvy, miss God, give place to the enemy, and cause us, glory to God, to be overwhelmed, and glory to God, we won't be triumphant and victorious as the Bible says we are to be unless we cast them cares and trust God to handle every situation. There's another day, and it's another time that we're not going to be down and out and oppressed and depressed, suppressed. We're going to keep looking to the hills of coming to our help, realizing that our help does come from the Lord. Because glory to God, great is God's faithfulness. And so we have to learn how to be faithful to him and trusting and obeying him. And it comes by faith. And he said faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. But we have to be a doer of the word and obedient to the Lord's command to get to that place, glory to God, where we can rest in his word. Because when we can rest from our labor and not have, glory to God, it to take over the assignment that we have for it to become laborious and cause us to walk, glory to God, like it's a task. But if we just trust the Lord and let go and let God, we'll get joy in the assignment that he's placed at our hand to do so. Just want to encourage the body of Christ because God has a purpose and a plan for our life. And he said it's good, not for evil, to give us that second end, to bless us, to prosper us, and to give us a future. But the enemy want to steal, rob, and destroy, and cancel out, and cause delays and setbacks and whatever. But we got to make sure we don't give him any room either. But in the meantime, we bless the Lord. I thank God again for his great faithfulness and another opportunity to praise and magnify his name. So while we're waiting on the prayer words to come online, just want to encourage your heart the more to stand fast. It's something that we were talking about some time ago. We're still going to have prayer, but we need to have the warriors on the line. Go over to give them a couple more minutes, and we're going to go on with whoever we have tonight. But we have to get to a place and so forth that really we do learn to give God glory when we're under pressure. How do we respond when we're under the pressure? What do we do, glory to God, when the challenges and the tests come? Are we murmurs and complainers? Are we really going to remind God of what his word says, remind ourselves of what his word says, and learn to rest in him and resist the devil? God said we submit ourselves to the Lord and resist the devil. He will flee. So we have to be to a place, glory to God, that we stand on what God's word is saying and not move by what we're seeing. Because if we walk in our five senses, glory to God, we're going to miss God, because he said the only way to please him is through faith. And glory to God, we have to have the faith in him and in his word, in Jesus Christ, glory to God, so our flesh won't get in the way and give place to the enemy, glory to God, because our flesh is an enemy of our purpose. And so you have to ask God to check me. The Bible says in Corinth, examine yourself daily to see whether you're in the faith. So we got to make sure that we're lining up with what the word is saying and doing what God's requiring of us. And there's going to be some times we're going to miss we're going to miss the point, or we're going to miss, glory to God, and not be totally in alignment or adhere. That's the reason why he's our advocate. That's why 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because the enemy don't play fair and he never will. But we have to know who our God is and who we are in him, and know that, glory to God, these afflictions are going to come, these challenges are going to come, these tests are going to come, but we got to be so anchored in the word and so anchored in his anointing, so when they come, we might be like that palm tree. We've been all the way around to the in the storm, and but one thing about it, it rises right on back up. And so something that I've heard through a message a couple of months back, that you, when the palm tree, glory to God, does bend down through the storms, its roots are going deeper down in the ground. So when we're going through trials, we have a relationship with the Lord and stay in his word. So when those chimes of testing and trial and storms come and seem like they're tsunamis and typhoons and all kinds of stuff come in our lives, we'll be able to get more rooted and grounded, because we know this too will pass, especially when we done had an experience with seeing him move in a miraculous way. The enemy sometimes put up these mirages and camouflages and have these voices coming and so forth, so it can look like this trial is worse than the last trial and you're not going to get through this or you're not going to get through. But sometimes we got to go back into archives and pull out some of the things that God has already done and how many times he's moved, or even the testimonies of others that have been overcomers, to see that, glory to God, our God, glory to God, is the same yesterday, today, forevermore. If he said a thing, he's going to bring it to pass. He's not a God that he should lie, and his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. Sometimes we as believers say we're walking in faith, but we don't have the patience. Well, then somewhere there's a fabrication, and somewhere there's a lie, and it's not God. It's something that we're going to have to examine and find out, okay, well, I missed him somewhere, because if he's not a God that he should lie, when his word goes out, it's going to accomplish what he said, then there must be a shortcoming in me. Because faith and work, faith and patience work together. So you can't have faith if you don't have no patience to wait on God and whatever. So that is vitally important. So we got to be to a place no matter what. We got to stand fast and hold fast on the promises of the Lord. I'm going to give it a couple more minutes before I start the reading because it's only how many minutes? Well, it's only 7 minutes, so 8 minutes will be new beginning. Praise God. We have 7 complete, so whatever it is, as I tighten up what I'm saying so that way we can go on to the next phase. Praise the Lord. When God forms you, he placed all that you need to be fulfilled, to fulfill his will. You don't have to kiss up to anyone. He said God will open doors that no man can close. Praise God. And we have to be to know that God is a shield and he's our protector. God will hold you up when things are going wrong, and he know how to bless us, and he know how to keep us, he know how to protect us, he know how to shield us. The word of God let us know in Isaiah 41:10 that fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. Yea, I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So we have to learn to rest in the Lord. And he said, come to me, all ye that are labored and weary and heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Refreshing you, your soul and your salvation. And then it said, take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Glory to God. Follow me as my disciples, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, blessed, quiet for your soul. And for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Praise the Lord. And that is going to be our scripture reading tonight in Matthew 11:28-30. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Well, tonight and so forth, we're definitely going to pray. Whoever comes on, we're going to pray. We're not going to delay the time. We're going to give that time as unto the Lord. And bless the Lord. I will get ready to do our reading. We're going to say a prayer. Then we're going to have our reading for tonight out of the Jesus Calling Bible. And whoever's on, we're going to go ahead and, after I do the reading, then we are going to have our prayer and whatever else the Lord has said for tonight. And when the Lord is through, we'll be through. Amen. Praise God. We just got to be faithful to make sure that we're on our post, regardless of who's here and not, because we all have different things that carry up, that we have to carry out and go on in different times in life. So in the meantime, we just don't have to stand on the promises of the Lord. So, our scripture reading, as I just said, we're going to take that as our reading tonight out of Matthew 11:28-30. And since we've already read that, we're going to prepare ourselves now for a prayer that just going to be encouraging and anything else God has placed in my spirit until we do the reading, and then we'll take that next warrior that will come on to pray. Father, I do honor you tonight, and I give you glory. What a marvelous and mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Lord, I honor you and I bless you. I thank you, glory to God, for your loving kindness, even in these treacherous, trying times. But we give glory because there's so many things that you're still doing that are miraculous and marvelous and healing and deliverance and encouragement. So nevertheless, we are not going to be in despair. We're going to stand on the promises of the Lord and know, glory to God, great is his faithfulness in teaching us how to be faithful to him and hold fast to his word and not be moved to the left or the right and lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. We honor you tonight, glory to God, for being in the midst of whatever we're going through, that you say you never leave us nor forsake. I honor you for being so faithful, so faithful, so faithful. Faithful is the Lord thy God. So, God, I praise you and I honor you and I thank you, glory to God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. God, no matter what goes on in this day, you know all about it. And we are standing on the promises of the Lord, knowing, glory to God, that the promise added rich and maketh no sorrow. So, God, I bless you, glory to God. I thank you for Jesus. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I thank you for, glory to God, for renewing, renewed mercies every morning, for grace. I thank you for favor. God, we bless you, glory to God, for the anointing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, I thank you, God, for giving us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church and to us individually as a church. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, Lord God, to have eyes to see so we can be able to see in the natural but also to see the things in the Spirit. God, I thank you, Lord God, for glory to God, these feet are shut with the preparation of the gospel. Help us to be faithful to walk in the path that you have set before us and that to carry out whatever mission and whatever assignment that you've given to us. God, I thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit, for glory to God, blessing us with that armor, blessing us with a mind to want to serve you and to live for you, to live holy and to live righteous. God, wherever we may have missed you, God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us, glory to God, to hear your voice, to hear your voice and to know your voice. You said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger he'll not follow. God, you didn't bless us to be Billy Goats. God, the but if and the if and the but if and the but if. God, you told us, glory to God, to hear your voice and to know your voice, glory to God, that we must obey your voice. And so, God, I pray, glory to God, for the body of Christ and for myself and for one another, that, God, we come into a place of a compliance and obedience to you, that we'll not be fretted and frustrated and agitated and aggravated by what the enemy is doing and how he's doing and what he's saying. God, even for our flesh that cries out and it desires things, glory, that are contrary to your will, God, we pray that the word will come alive in us, we'll eat more of the word and let the word get saturated down on the inside of us and hear out the word in our hearts so we won't sin against you, so that way when that enemy comes in like a flood, glory to God, you said you'll raise up the standard. But how can it be raised up and we're not even walking in your truth or walking in? So, God, I'm praying more of a closer walk with you. No more I but the Christ. So I pray, glory to God, for a change in the body of Christ, transformation, a renewing of the mind, or that disobedient spirit be rebelled. I mean, coming against the rebellious and disobedient spirit, that, glory to God, would be a spirit of submission and obedience to your will and your way in the name of Jesus. God, that we'll learn to cast cares and not just cast some things, but all things, and trust you. Get to that place where you're so rooted and grounded in your word and in your love, glory to God, that we will not be moved because the challenge seems so hard and the test seems unbearable and the trial seems, glory to God, that there's no way out. But God, you said, look to the hills with cometh our help. We realize that our help do come from it, but it's not enough to know. We got to be a person that, glory to God, do. Hallelujah, no matter what it is that I stand by faith, speaking to this mountain until, glory to God, it be displaced. It may take some time, but nevertheless, I'm walking in your word, walking in your truth. The same as, glory to God, when Peter saw Jesus on the water, said, if it's you, bid me come. And he said, come, glory to God. He walked out on the word. He walked out on the word. Glory to God, there was a time, glory to God, his eyes, glory to God, got off the Lord just for a minute, but he was so close to the Lord to enough to say, glory to God, Lord, help. And all God had to do was, Jesus had to do was just reach out. And God, we need to have a relationship like that and even stronger. So no matter what, glory to God, no matter the odds of what things normally would be and the dynamics of this in physics say it can't be, but whatever you say, God help us to have such a relationship, such, glory to God, a relationship with you that no matter what we hear, what we see, what we know, God, nevertheless, thy will be done. So I encourage the body of Christ like never before. Lay aside the weight. Lay aside the sin. Lay aside the disappointment, the anguish, the hurt, the grief, the sorrow, so we can walk as God called us to walk. And sometimes, glory to God, life seems to be unbearable. Though the enemy wants to pound, pound, pound. But the more and more we cast it back, the more and more we cast, he won't be able to lock us in and put us in bondage and put us in like a little spiritual prison, that glory to God, that we go out like we're going to work, release and come back, put a face on, put a smile on, perpetrate, put a face on, a mask on, and come back masquerading and come back, glory to God, locked down, glory, like we're in a prison cell through the night or through the day because of always, and go back out again with the face of the masquerading. But God, I'm praying, glory to God, help us to be genuine as you were, glory to God, all the way to the cross and all the way to Calvary, all the way, glory to God, back home. Hallelujah, and open a door for us to be able to have the peace, the joy, glory to God, the comforter, the director, and whatever we need through sending the Holy Spirit back and sending your word and giving us, glory to God, that comfort, that armor. God, so I thank you, Lord God. I bless you for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. I pray for those where their imagination is running away with them, running away because the devil is doing this and the devil is doing that and this is going on and Trump is doing that and the government is doing that and this is going on and my husband done left and my wife done left and my wife beat me, the husband beat me, the children go to beat me, this, that, and the other. I'm beating the children. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. This is going on. That's going on. I'm tired. I'm going to hang this. I'm going, whatever, I'm suicide. All kinds of things. All kinds the voices, glory to God, drug and alcohol and sex and lust of sex and lust for this and lust for that and the preacher going with this one and that one going with that one and other one and became a homosexual and that one turned around pumping this one and that one pumping that one. Oh, we let so much garbage, so many things come into our lives that we don't allow God to bless us so we can filter it back out and cast it back out and cast it back out, cast it back out and cast those cares back out. So we can let God and say, God, nevertheless, your word, your word, your word. I feel this, I know this, and this is happening, that is happening. But God, nevertheless, your word, God, help us. We got to be to a place we cast the cares. We leave it at the altar, not taking a suitcase there, unpack certain things, pack certain things back up. He wants us to cast them every day, cast them every day. Trust him every day, rest him every day, walk in it every day, not speak what the devil is saying. Speak and decree, we're aware of what he's doing, but sometimes people give more glory and honor to the devil and what he's doing than it is to the Savior that they say they believe in and the God that they say they believe in. God, help us to not to get so much that we're so caught up and succumb to what the enemy is saying or what he's offering. God, I pray those yokes be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Bind up every satanic and demonic force that have some people tied up, glory, and prestige, power struggle, or just pressure and pain and agony and whatever. Some people just caught up in the agony of what's going on every day. So that's weights and sin together for the enemy to entrap them and snare them to the point they don't stop looking at God as Savior and Deliverer and say, well, we know this demonic. We know, glory to God, it's required of us to let God have his way in us. And if we don't, that give place to the enemy. Because you said a double-minded man is unstable in all this way. Help them to find their way again. Help them to recognize what truth is. Help them to recognize their release and cast the care. Help them to stop denying and justifying why they're doing this or who did this to me and why they did. Jesus never said anything, glory to God, about all the pain and agony he's going through on our behalf. He just obeyed the Father and delivered us while we were yet sinners. He died for us. And glory to God, even stop dying to save somebody. God, help us, glory to God, to recognize the ultimate sacrifice and all that he did, and now he's on the right hand of the Father making intercessions on our own. Sometimes I think we as believers, no matter how many years we've been saved, we forget, glory to God. Sometimes we just got to remind ourselves daily when we're going through trials what he already did and that we are greater is he on the inside of us and he done made provision for us and that we can go through here and we can be blessed right here in the earth realm. So, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to bless your people. Bless them with a mind, glory to God, to trust you and to walk in obedience to your will. God, we bind up every satanic and demonic force, glory to God, all the interference, all the confusion, all the chaos. We cancel that assignment in the name of Jesus. God, you told us that this ought not be name among us, busybody, and sowing discord and glory to God, bringing division or speaking, glory to God, things contrary to what your will is. You're just mass confusion. You are not a God of confusion. You are a healer and a deliverer, glory to God, and you know how to come in and rectify some things that we allow you to. So, God, we just thank you, and we ask you, Lord, to bless us and keep us and protect us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Satan. We serve notice on you and all your little cohorts. You got to go back to the dry place from which you came. Glory to God. You don't have no authority here. We plead the blood of Jesus. Every door that's been opened, we cancel it and command it to be closed. And we're going to keep praying until change come in the body of Christ and change come into the lives of the people. Glory to God. They need salvation to live. And for those that have given their lives to the Lord, that they will be steadfast and stay, glory to God, in a place that knowing, glory to God, that their labor is not in vain. In the name of Jesus, God, I bless you tonight. And I give you glory and I give you honor. Praise God. Bless the Lord. At this time, glory, the reading says attitude. If it's possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Most people prefer to live peaceable with others, but when they are conflicted, many wait for the other person to make the first move. Problems inevitable arise when both parties wait for the other to take the first step. That's why the Apostle Paul instructed each offended person to move toward the other. Even if one of the two follows the teaching, there is hope for restoring the relationship. Paul's teaching reflects my own reconciling with the offended brother or sister should be done before offering your gift at the altar. In other words, restoring peace in your relationship as far as it depends on you. It is prerequisite for participating in worship. Paul's commands includes an important qualifying phrase, if it is possible. You might do all the right things without achieving reconciliation. In that case, you're free to live and to love and to worship with others with a clear conscience. To live at peace with everyone, you need to control not only what you say and do, but also what you think. It's common to assume that your thoughts about others don't matter much as long as you keep them to yourself. However, I am fully aware of all your thoughts. When you indulge in negative thinking about someone, your relationship with that person is damaged. Those hurtful thoughts also affect your relationship with me, and we're talking about Jesus Christ, and they may have a depressive effect on you. The remedy lies in turning to me and seeking my forgiveness. Then ask my spirit to control your mind and help you think my thoughts. This is the way of life and peace, and we speak that in Jesus Christ. Reference scripture is Romans 12:18. Matthew 5:23-24, and Romans 8:6. Praise the Lord. Amen. And bless the Lord. Praise God. We're going to open the line now. Praise God. And I believe this is Mother Alexander. Praise God for some of the things we said last night. I don't think she was there to pray in specifically some things. Definitely. However the Lord bless when you come online, whether you're praying about the things that are going on with our government, our president, or when you're praying about the leaders, glory to God, we're going to do those separate, the leaders for the country and government, or however, and then the leaders that are in the house of God as well as the body of Christ. When we speak, glory to God, concerning our youth, concerning illness, and youth, glory to God, we're going to cover so many grounds and different things, even if we have to break it down among two people because there's so much that's going on in that area, and coming against sickness and disease, and seeking healing and deliverance, and however else the Lord directs. So as God allow you to choose one of those and target those in prayer, then we're going to go down the line in those things that need to be done for tonight. Praise the Lord. Is that Mother Alexander? Bless the Lord, praise God. Is that Mother Alexander that's on the line? All right. Let me make sure that I have the right number open. Mother Alexander?
Can you hear me? I'm on the line. This is Mother Alexander.
Okay. You go ahead and
can you?
Whichever one you're going to...
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm praying for healing.
Okay,
sickness that's going on, so much sickness in the land, and so much is attacking the people of God.
Yes,
those
ma'am.
That is
yes,
in the
ma'am.
House of, oh, hallelujah, house of prayer, house of God is just too much, and we just have to pray real hard in this, because it's just too many sickness attacking the people of God. And
yes,
I still
that's
believe
true.
In the word of God that he is the healer. He is
yes.
the healer. No matter what we go and where we take and what doctor we see, nobody can heal us but the living God.
Yes.
He is the healer. We can take pills, but it's God is who heals us. We can take medication,
Lord.
But God is who heals us.
Yes.
And we must stand on his word, because his word is not to play with. God said he will heal us. In Deuteronomy, tell us from the beginning, he will take away sickness. But I believe that, brothers and sisters, we got to stand on our faith in God. Stand firm and know that if he said it, it shall come forth. But the obedient have to be there, doing what he says. And I believe that no matter what we do or where we run, Jesus Christ paid a price. And he tell us in Isaiah, he tell us in Deuteronomy, he tell us he don't want us to be sick. Because if we read Deuteronomy, chapter 7 tell us, and the Lord will take away sickness from the midst of us. But we got to do what he said. And I believe in my heart that if we stand boldly, regardless how come the enemy attack us, because I always believe this sickness that come against the people of God is always his either come against our throat, our knees, our legs, our hands, but it coming. So we have to stand boldly regardless what we see, and still claiming the victory in Christ. Stand on it. Don't waver. We're not supposed to be wavering. We're supposed to stand strong. So, Heavenly Father, as I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord God. People, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, touch them, Lord God. So we all come to see that your word is true. Healing is still strong today. Help us to stand boldly on our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that he paid a price. Help us to stand and claim the victory, Lord God. For, Lord, you see what's going on down here. You see it, Father God. And, Lord, I'm asking you, Lord, to strengthen the inner man and the people, Lord God, that they will stand boldly against this false spirit that attacking the body, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So I come before the throne of grace, interceding, Lord God, for brothers and sisters, Lord, that has been attacked by the adversary in sickness, Lord God. We rebuking it right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, help us to continue to stand boldly, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and proclaim the victory is ours, that sickness and disease shall not have authority in our body, man. It shall not have dominion in the body, because we are the body of Christ. Help us to be bold soldiers, Father God. Help us to stand on your word, Lord God. Lord, you have some of us standing boldly, interceding for others, Lord. Help the others to stand, Father God. Help them to stand, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come together, binding the works of the enemy that come against them. We bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. Aches and pain shall not have dominion over your people. Sickness, diseases that come against the body. Lord, you are the ultimate healer. And we bind these false spirits that try to come against us in the mighty name of Jesus. Because according to the promises of the Father, you said, by your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. I receive it, Lord. We are healed according to the promises of God. Because, Father God, your word said, you was wounded for our transgression. You was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, Lord. And with your stripes, we are healed in the name of Jesus. Healed in the name of Jesus. We bind the works of the enemy that come against your people. We bind up these diseases that attack our body, Lord God. We bind it in the name of Jesus and send it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Oh, Father God, strengthen the people, Lord God, that they come to see that you are the only healer, Lord. You are the only deliverer. Beside you there is no other. There was none before you and is none after you. According to your word in Isaiah, Lord God. And Lord God, we believe in your word, Lord. We believe that your word said it. We stand boldly on it. So touch my sisters and brothers, Lord God. Touch them and strengthen the inner man in them that they will rise up. Rise up against this false spirit that attacking the body of Christ. Standing in the gap for one another. This is not of God. Because every time you look, we hear one of our brothers, sisters in the body sick from achings and pain and coming against the people of God, trying to stop them from doing the work of God. But Lord God, we are standing on the battlefield. The prayer warriors is standing strong in the mighty name of Jesus. We stand to come against that foul spirit of diseases that come against the body. We come against you with the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us that's standing on the fire line. In Jesus' name, Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because we know your word said, Lord God, cast every care on you. And we know your word said, Lord God, that by your stripes we are healed. We know your word said, Lord God, that you will take away sickness from the midst of us. We know it, Father God. And Lord God, we thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we pray and claim the victory. We claim victory. We claim victory. We stand praying together, Lord God, that no weapon, no weapon that come against a prayer line shall hamper of any victory. It shall not have no victory in claiming our body by attacking us from one thing from another. We rebuking that foul spirit right now. And Father God, let your will be done in our life because you call us to do a work. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we binding up these diseases that come against your people. The church body, every time you turn around, it's attacking the church body. We rebuking that foul spirit. He got to loose in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being a deliverer, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the only provider, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for healing us, Lord God. Because we know there is no healer like you, Father. Because there is nothing that you cannot fix, Father God. No organ in the body that you cannot renew, Lord God. Because you created us all, Father God. And there's none of our organs that go wrong that you cannot renew, Lord. And Lord, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus, touch the body, Lord. Bring renewing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Renew, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Renew, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We praise these things, Lord God, that you continue to keep us in your word, Lord God. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Glory be unto God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. I'm going to ask Mother McCormick, will she take the youth tonight and ask them, Mother Evangelist Willette, will she, I know I did the body of Christ part of it, but would you pray for the body? And I'll ask Sister Brenda to pray for our president. So I'm going to have it in that order. Mother Willette, as I was saying, right after Mother McCormick, pray for the youth. Then would you pray for the body of Christ? So I'm going to open the line for Mother McCormick now. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise
Can you hear
Lord.
Me, Mother McCormick?
Okay. Yes, I hear you. Okay.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come, Lord, this afternoon. We come thanking you, Father, for all that you have done this day, God. We come because, God, you're so merciful and you're so kind and so good. We come, Lord, just giving you the glory and honor for all what you have done and what you have brought us through, Father God. Lord, we ask you to forgive us for all our many sins. And, God, we pray this afternoon for your people, for your young people, Father. Lord God, we know that you see and we know that you know all things, God. We know that you are God that sits high, God that sees and knows everything. Lord, we ask you right now to look down on the young people on today, God. Lord God, we realize there's so much has happened, so much is going on. But we know, Heavenly Father, God, that you told us in the Word to lift our eyes unto the hills from which cometh our help, when we know all our help comes from you. And, Father, we ask you to touch the young people right now. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, God, that there is a way out, God. The things that they may be going through at times, God, sometimes they may not be able to understand why things are like they are. But, God, let them know, Heavenly Father, that they have to get their mind and they have to seek you, Father. They have to look to you. They have to keep their mind focused on you, God. No matter what come or go, God, they got to realize that we're living in a time now that we must get our eyes on the Word of God. And so, God, realizing, Heavenly Father, as the young people go through, God, touch their hearts and touch their minds and let them cry out to you, Lord God. Let them look to you, Lord. Lord, as they walk around and they see all this stuff is going on in the world, so many different things with different young people, so much is happening. There's so much stuff. Sometimes you don't even know what to call out to. But there's just so much is going on. But we know, Heavenly Father, that you see it. And we know, God, in time, you're going to work this situation out. And so we just give it to you this afternoon. We just give it to you because you said cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Because there's so much different kind of things is going on where they're using different kind of phones or they out there running around with this and that. And it is just so much going on. There's just so much, Father God. But we just pray. We just pray for the young people. And there's a lot of them, God, that don't desire these things. There's a lot of young people don't desire stuff that's going on in the world like it is. And they're in the church. But, God, we pray for these young people that's seeking your faith, those that's crying out to you, those that's saying, God, have mercy on my soul because I don't want to be like this. I don't want to be doing the things that I'm doing. But sometimes the enemy tries, and sometimes there's so much has happened that the enemy just try to attack their minds, and they don't even know how to get delivered from situation that they are going through. But we know, God, that your word tells us to cast all our cares upon you, for we care for you, you care for us. And so, God, just give them a heart and a mind, just a bailout to you, Lord, because sometimes they don't know which way to turn, who to call on. But let them realize, God, the word of God said, come to me, all who are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So, God, as the young people go through, God, just let them know, God, that you love them, God. And, Lord, give them a mind to just cry out to you and let them know, Heavenly Father, that you are the one that brought them this far. You know, if it had not been for you, you done all you're going to do. You died on the cross and you rose on the third day. So, God, let them know, God, the time now is to give their time to you, to seek your face. And to cry out and say, God, I need you like never before because I can't do it myself. I can't work this situation out for myself. I need you to come into my heart and save my soul and deliver me from this burden or from this situation that I might be going through any last and even day. So, God, we pray for these young people, God. Touch their heart. Touch their mind. There's some of them out there just killing one another. Just killing one another just to do something, just to be doing something where the enemy have got their minds and they're just doing something just to be doing something, knowing that's wrong. That is wrong. So, God, we pray. We just cry out to these young people. Cry out to them, God. Even the little babies, Lord God. Even the little tiny babies, God. Even sometimes the people having babies and they may get with another man or the man might get with a woman and things are going on where they just kill their little kids, Lord God. And God, that's just so sad. It's so sad how the enemy have attacked people's mind that they take their own child life. And so, God, I bind up those devils right now in the name of Jesus. And I plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now in the name of Jesus that's doing these crazy things that's going on in the world today, Father. But we know you see. Even in the school system, God, we pray for the children in school, God. We ask you to touch them, God. Put a hedge around them, God. Cover them with your blood, God. When they walk in or when they walk out, wherever they might go, God. Be with them, Heavenly Father, because there's so much that's happened, God. But we know, God, that you see, and we just ask you to just keep them, God. Keep them as they go, wherever they go, in or out, God. Just keep the young people, God. Help them to know, God, that you're right there. Help them to know, God, that you see and you know all about it. Help them to know, God, that you'll work it out, God. If they only just lean and depend on you, help them to know, God, that you love them, God, and you care for them. Help them know, God, if the word of God said in Romans 8:31, what shall I say then? What shall I say? What shall I say to these things? If God be for us, who could be against us? So God, let them know, if you for them, no one could be against them. So God, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that you'll touch the young people in different situations. Help them to call upon you in a day of trouble. Help them to let you deliver them from all of their problems. And all their situation that they are going through. Let them realize, Heavenly Father, you are the one that's able to take them higher, take them through, to create in them a clean heart and renew a right spirit in their life as they walk this journey. Father, we thank you today, God. We thank you. And even, Lord God, having to cast all their burdens on you, all their problems, all their situation, all the things that they are going through in a day and time like this. Help them to learn to just give it to you, Lord God. You'll work it out. You'll open the door. You'll make a way when it can't be, when it seems like it's not going to be worked out. Let them learn how to give it to you, Lord. Help them, the Lord God, to be taught what the Word of God says. Because a lot of them don't understand. A lot of them don't have the knowledge and the wisdom and the understanding to know what's happened, what's going on. But God, we know your Word is what's going to set them free. If they get into the Word, if they get some teaching in the Word of God, that you are the one that's going to set them free through your Word of God. So, God, we thank you for your Word tonight, God. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your anointing, because we know it's the anointing that destroys every yoke. And so, God, we thank you for it right now. And we pray for the young people, God. We pray for their minds. We pray for their deliver, God, that you will continue to keep them covered with your blood as they go through situations. Let them know, God, that you love them. Let them know that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Let them know you'll be right there for them in a time of trouble. So, God, we thank you for it right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Oh, wait a minute. I didn't open my line for Mother Amulet. Sorry about that.
Okay, praise okay. God. Hallelujah. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you so much. Thank you for being the true and the living God. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us so much that you would send Jesus, Lord God, just to give his life, Lord God, so that we can live. Heavenly Father, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, in that name that's above every name, I thank you so much for being God all by yourself. I thank you, Lord God, that you said where two or three touching anything, asking, Lord God, whatever we ask you, Lord God, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. I thank you, Lord God, that there is more than two or three on the line tonight that trust that you are the living God, that Jesus is still the way, the truth, and the life, And hallelujah, that as we come to you believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee when we ask in faith according to your good will for our lives. And Father God, this prayer specifically is for those that are in positions of leadership within the body of Christ and all of the members of the body of Christ, Heavenly Father. Your word teach to let supplication and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. Hallelujah, for kings and for all those that are in positions of authority, that what? That they may lead quiet and peaceful lives in all godliness and honesty. So, Father God, in the precious and holy name of Jesus, I lift up leaders within the body of Jesus Christ, the apostles and prophets and evangelists, pastors and teachers, O Lord God. Everyone, Lord God, in the body of Christ, we cry out on behalf of right now. Father God, especially the leaders, Heavenly Father, I pray, O God, that they, if they have faltered by the way, Lord God, I pray that, Lord God, that they pick themselves up and dust themselves off and get back on the path to listening to what thus says the Spirit. So I pray that, Lord God, the leaders will have their spiritual ears open to hear from the Holy Ghost. And, Father, I would that you stir up the spirit that's on the inside of the leaders and remind them that they just cannot keep going by what the curriculum says, but hear what thus says the Lord Jesus and begin to preach. Oh, God, hallelujah, it's time to wake up. Say, in the name of Jesus, wake up, sleepyhead, prophet or teacher, whoever you might be, it's time to wake up and hear what thus says the Lord, to seek after the Lord, to get a word from God, hallelujah, a message, oh God. And we pray, oh God, that you've got messages that's waiting to be delivered unto the people, oh God. For people need a word from thee, O Lord God. Hallelujah. You're still, hallelujah, with us. Contrary to what things look like, your word promised that you never leave us nor forsake us. So we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, that you stir up the spirit of these leaders within the body of Christ and have them to hunger and thirst to hear from you, O God. And then, dear God, have a message for your preacher, your teacher, O God, in the name of Jesus. Give them a message, Lord God, and let it stir in their hearts so where they can't help but through the power of the Holy Ghost to preach that word. And I trust, God, as your word go forth, your message that you send go forth, somebody will be set free. Somebody will be healed. Somebody will be delivered at the name of Jesus. So we're praying, oh God, for every born-again believer of the body of Jesus Christ, those in positions of authority, oh God, let them be reminded that they should walk with integrity of heart. They should walk, hallelujah, Lord God, being examples to the rest of the body. Hallelujah. You put people in leadership position for a reason. They are to be examples. They're not to cause people to stumble along the way when they're trying to find you, oh God. But they are, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, to set the example. Hallelujah. That if they be steadfast and unmovable and always abounding in the work of God, hallelujah, you'll do your great work in the earth, oh God. For Father God, in the name of Jesus, we need you, Heavenly Father. It's nice, hallelujah, to come together, to fellowship one with the other, but most importantly, we need your presence in the house or in the assembly where we meet two or three together, even as we're on this line. I trust, Heavenly Father, it's just not just a regular telephone line, but this line reaches your throne room and into your ears, and our expectation, hallelujah, is there's going to be a shift, hallelujah, within the body of Christ. There's going to be a stirring within the body of Christ. Even the members, oh God, is going to hunger and thirst. They're not just going to want to hear what the curriculum says, but they want to hear what thus says the Lord in the name of Jesus. And as we begin to pick up the word of God, we'll begin to hear what you say, hallelujah, that Jesus still is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah, and that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Father God, hallelujah, I thank you, Lord God, that you open up the windows of heaven and pour out your glory in the earth and let people begin to experience your glory, O God. Let them experience your favor, O God, your grace and your mercy, O God, and most of all, your comfort, O Lord God, in this hour. Thank you, Lord God, that you've not left us. I thank you so much, Lord God. Hallelujah, that you're our Father, God, which art in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Let your kingdom come and your will be done. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, move on the hearts of your people. And, God, we pray that no weapon formed against the body of Christ or a family member shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your word. I thank you that you'll perfect all that pertain to the body of Christ and even our family members, our friends, oh God, our neighbors in the name of Jesus. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, this evening. Thank you, Lord God, for stirring up the hearts of the leaders of the body of Christ. Wake them up to righteousness. Oh, God, you didn't deliver your people out of darkness so they can go back to the beggarly elements of the world, but you delivered them so that they can preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and where men and boys and girls and women will cry out, Lord, have mercy on me and help me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, it's time to speak, O God, to begin to declare what thus saith the Lord, O Lord God. It's time to preach the gospel, Lord God, to begin to speak, hallelujah, that as people, they must believe that Jesus is the only way to you, Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. The enemy is trying to distort and distract people from the true message of God today, trying to get people to compromise and accept all kind of things, or may believe all kinds of things and believe that there's more than one way to reach the kingdom of heaven, when we know that your word says that only through Christ, hallelujah, that we'll see the kingdom of heaven. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, that they that have Christ has the Father. Hallelujah. You cannot get to the Father except through the Lord Jesus Christ. So I pray, oh God, that you begin to minister to the heart of the leaders and let them cry out over the airways, oh God, over the pulpits, oh God, over, Lord God, the atmosphere, oh God. Let your word go forth. Even, oh God, to those that are laborers of the harvest in the name of Jesus, let them begin to share that it's time to come to the Lord while it's day in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. I bless you so much. I praise you, Heavenly Father. Wake up the body of Christ. Wake up leaders in particular, and let them begin to seek you, oh God, like never before. For you said, seek me while I may be found. Call upon me while I am near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous his thoughts. Preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and listen for the message coming from heaven. Hallelujah. The message that will stir and challenge and cause hearts to say, Lord, have mercy on me and help me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Do a turnaround in the body of Christ, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, let your goodwill be done in us. And let us share the good news of the gospel, oh, God, so that men and women, boys and girls will begin to say, you know, I need to stop my foolish way of thinking and turn to the Lord. In the name of Jesus, help us, oh, Lord God, to hear from you. Even as we pray on this prayer line, help us to hear for what thus says the Spirit of God so that we can pray the prayer of faith, believing and expecting that a change is coming. In the name of Jesus, and by faith, it already is. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for loving us so much. And help us not to be so distracted that we forget that this is Passion Week, the week where Jesus, hallelujah, went to the cross, oh God. Help us to be in remembrance of what our Savior and Lord did for each one of us. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you for sending Jesus. Most of all, open up eyes, hallelujah, and ears that they can hear, oh God, and let it enter into the heart of man the depth, the width, the length, and height of the love that you have for your creation because you sent a Savior, Jesus. Hallelujah, Savior of the whole world. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for Resurrection Sunday that's coming. Hallelujah. It got dark for a while. Hallelujah. We were troubled for a little while, but we've recovered now, and we're standing on the promises of God, for we are already more than conquerors, more than victorious, because our Savior Jesus has already overcome this world that we live in, and he's prayed for us. Now, Heavenly Father, let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding rest, rule, and abide with us. Strengthen the leaders in the body of Christ. Give them your message, and let the Holy Ghost trouble them until they preach your word, not just the curriculum. In the name of Jesus, I pray, and I thank you, Heavenly Father. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord for Sister Brenda now to share with us concerning for the president, the government, or however. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Okay, then.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, Father God, Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, I lift up the president to you. You know that our leader heart is in your hands, Father God. Hallelujah. So I ask that you guide the head of our nation, Heavenly Father, glory. Hallelujah. I pray that you will surround our president with wise counseling men and women of integrity. Hallelujah, Jesus. Who place your agenda and the good of this nation above their own, and whose motives are for that which is right. Hallelujah. Father, I pray that you would give our leaders discernment, understanding, and knowledge so that our nation may know stability, glory. Hallelujah. And I give thanks for our president according to your word, and that you and thank you for working in and through his, our leaders, so that he might lead our nation peacefully and our life and a godly and honesty life. Father God, I ask you right now to, and I decree the angels of protection all around him to protect him against everything that's not like you, Father God. And Father God, I ask you right now to touch his mind, to renew his mind in the name of Jesus, Father God. Give him a mind of Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Lord God, I ask you right now to send the angel Michael, Lord God, to intercede on our behalf, Lord God, as this nation cry out to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to hold back everything that the enemy tried to bring against your people and this nation, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, look upon the prisons, that family, Lord God. Protect them and put hedges of protection and blood covering all around them, all around the White House, Lord God, in each and every room, Lord God. Send your warring angels, your ministering angels, to war against everything that's not pertaining to you and your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, Father God. And I ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to send the ministering angels to minister everything in each and every room, Lord God, according to your word, Lord God, that they may not only see what you are doing, but hear your voice in everything that they do, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I give you the honor and I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Praise you, Jesus. Praise God. We magnify, glorify his holy name. He is so worthy to be praised. I bless the Lord. Praise God. Father, tonight I want to pray for these warriors that are warring against the forces of the enemy, that come against every attack against the intercessors, God. As you bless these women of God that's on the phone, those that are not on the phone at this time, and those that are around the globe, glory to God, that are standing in the gap, standing on behalf, glory to God, of your people, for those that are saved and for those that are not saved, for change your minds, to change your hearts, even in our government, in our presidency, in our homes, in our ministries, in the life of our youth, in the life, glory to God, of ourselves, for individuals. God, I pray, glory to God, against every satanic and demonic force that will come, glory to God, to disrupt their lives. I come against untimely death. I come against sickness and disease, depression, oppression, suppression, distractions to try to cause them to lose focus, or glory to lose out on the blessed plan that you have for them, for the vision and the dreams that you place in their spirit. I pray, glory to God, that you stir up the anointing of those that are apostles and prophets and teachers, glory to God, and those that are ministers of health, those that are working in miracles and God blessing, glory to God, in faith ministries and things, glory to God, they are doing in this deliverance ministry, things they are doing in encouragement, those that are there, glory to God, for the homeless, for the hungry, for the prison, glory, all the type ministries you give for those that are, glory to God, warring in their homes and standing on the promise, those, glory to God, that have been going through so much on the behalf of Christ. And some things we know, sometimes we may make errors once in a while, but I thank you for being our advocate. I thank you that we can call upon your name and how you will come in and move on our behalf. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing them. We bind up every satanic and demonic force that, glory to God, to come in to even cause them to be tired and weary and overwhelmed. God, I pray, glory to God, for wisdom and discernment and a place of rest in the Lord to cast all the cares so they submit to the will of the Lord. God, there's so much going on in the earth realm, and there's so much that we want to accomplish. But God, you always pull away from the inner circle and those, glory to God, that you have trained to be disciples, to spend time with you. Help us to remember that we need to pull away, spend some time with you, and come back, glory to God, to come back on, to get on our post, glory to God, with one another to accomplish what God wants. God, I pray happiness. I pray the joy of the Lord being their strength. I pray, glory to God, that they'll, as they delight themselves in the Lord, that you'll give them the desires of the heart. You said if they walk upright before them, you'll hold no good thing from them. God, you said, glory to God, in your word, many times you answer before we call. And God, that's in that relationship, glory to God. And even sometimes when we don't deserve the answer, deserve, glory to God, that blessing, God, because you love us, because, glory to God, you care for us, and how you give favor, how you turn things around on our favor and on our behalf, because you love us. You work those things for the good because we love you, glory to God, because you love us first. But you said, glory to God, all things will work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. God, that we are more than a conqueror. We are triumphant in you. We are overcomers. But God, we have to have the faith. So I pray, stirring up the faith. Help us to never think more highly of ourselves than we ought to, because there's too many conceited, and glory to God, too many people are high-minded and full of, glory to God, things in the body of Christ. I'm praying that the prayer warriors pray more and more to be pure before the Lord. Pray humbleness before the Lord. That whatever we do, we don't do it for no vain glory. We don't do it for the exalt flesh. We do it, glory to God, because you say so. And even when we're not on the prayer line, when we're in our own prayer closet, we're praying and standing in the gap for those that are in need. When we're riding in a car, sometimes we're in the bathroom, we're in the shower. We're someplace where somebody come across our hearts. We're washing clothes. We're at the sink, Lord, to God. We're at the desk. We're at the computer. We're at glory. And then someone comes in our, oh, true prayer warriors, true warriors, glory, going to bed, going to sleep, waking up, going to the bathroom, and there's somebody in heart. God, true warriors that are intercessors, glory to God, because many people that call themselves intercessors wanted their name and for vain glory and want to be exalted. But glory to God, we do what we do in secret. Glory, you said you'll bless us out openly. So it's not for, glory to God, with words just to entice men or to build up the of somebody else and give words for itching ears. I thank you for pure-hearted people. So that's how the enemy comes to attack, because he knows it's tearing down their territory. But nevertheless, I thank you for the blood covering. I thank you for the protection. I thank you for the shield. I thank you for the anointing, so you can continue to bless them and bless the body of Christ, their families, their loved ones, those, glory to God, that are in the body. Oh, glory to God, we honor you tonight. We also thank you, glory to God, for Pastor Burden, and glory to God for Mother Smalls and Mother Freeman, glory to God. Bless and touch their bodies as well. We're praying, glory to God, for Pastor Damien, Pastor Dorsey, glory to God. Bless and touch their bodies, touch their mind, touch in their ministries, God. Touch, glory to God, in the body of Christ. So many, glory to God, even names that we can't call, and some, glory to God, are among us. Hallelujah, that we know that a warrant is standing as preachers and teachers and ministers and whatever. Ah, God, help us all remember that we are the minister of reconciliation. Help us to be a witness in whatever we say and do it, what we don't say. Hallelujah, when I say don't say, our life's living, making a difference. Somebody watching us, glory to God, that may never read the Bible, don't want to pick it up, but they're watching your life, and that's making a difference that causes them to be hungry and thirst for righteousness, because that salt that you carry, making them salty, making them desire, glory to God. Hallelujah. To want to thirst and to know what is this, what it is about your life. So, God, I pray, glory to God, that we walk in righteousness and holiness, that we will walk, glory to God, and they pick off our tree and have fruit cocktail. Hallelujah. Or we pray, glory to God, whatever it is they can discern and they can see. Hallelujah. If it's apples on the tree, if it's peaches on the tree, if it's grapes on the vine or whatever it is, that we're consistent with who we are in Christ Jesus. Lord, I thank you. Help us the more to humble ourselves, to be the sheep that you're calling for, not billy goats. In the name of Jesus, but humble ourselves and submit ourselves and commit ourselves and be, glory to God, transparent that your will be done in us. God, I pray that everything that's going on in our lives that is not like you, that's still yet there, that we need to let go of, whether it be past, present, or things, glory to God, that thoughts or things that we've been through or over trying to overcome, let you come in so we can be greater at whatever task you gave us, that the light can shine even more so, God. So I'm asking you, Lord, to help us. Help us some more, because, glory to God, it's that I may know him, just like, glory to God, Paul was saying, with all that anointing, that all that God has placed on him, and how God used him greatly in healing and deliverance and the power of the word, that I might know him this brother more and more, because the more and more, glory to God, that we grow in the Lord, the more depth, glory to God, the greater, hallelujah, that he's going to move and use us, glory to God, the more we lay aside this flesh, the more, glory to God, we allow him to come in and cleanse us, and the more we allow him, glory to God, to bless us, that we will just become light for the flight, connected to him, and let his will be done. So I thank you for the blessed plan that you have. I pray blessings in the healings. I pray blessings in deliverance. I pray blessings, glory to God, with the finances. I pray, glory to God, to increase. I pray favor, glory to God, to turn around, glory to God, in their lives. I pray, glory to God, an encouragement, a determination like never before to hold fast. I pray life, health, and wholeness, glory to God, in the name of Jesus, for each one of us, in the name of Jesus, and for our family and our loved ones. We're praying for a change in our lives of our children that are saved, God, that they stay. And those, glory to God, that are grands or whoever, glory to God, we're praying that they stand fast and hold fast. We're praying that there'll be a change, that they're determined to not let go of God. Those that are not, that they will come into the knowledge, and if they're backsliders, they come back to the Lord. We're praying for a stirring of a fire in us, even the more. And glory to God, and to them too that can carry on the work of the kingdom of God. So I love you tonight, and I appreciate you. I praise you, and I glorify you, and I magnify you. You are so worthy to be praised. And, God, we love you. And even those that are going through grief and sorrow for whatever reason, whether it's grief of a loved one or whether it's grief, glory to God, from a relationship, glory to God, or things that have gone through, or somebody, glory to God, that's sick, or glory to God, destitute, or something that with their whole life been turned around, or whether it be through some type of storm, glory to God, in the natural or in the spiritual, God, we're praying healing, deliverance, comfort. We're praying that send your warriors, send your, glory to God, ministering angels, send, glory to God, those, glory to God, that we can aid them at this time. Pray that we'll be able to pray and intercede, that we don't get desensitized about the things that are going on, and as well, so we want everybody to pray for us when we're going through, but we only have thee and us four no more. Help us as the body of Christ that we'll get from that, that whatever that syndrome that we're caught up in, that the enemy has fooled some people, that they're building up a kingdom here on earth. But God, we're foreigners here, and we got to remember who we're serving. And he wants us to be blessed, but he don't want, glory to God, for us to get caught up in the possessions to possess us. We're to possess it, but we always to seek first the kingdom of God. We love you tonight, and we appreciate you. We adore you, and we magnify your holy name in Jesus' name. Thank you for such love and mercy and grace. And thank you, Lord God, that in you we live and move and have our beings. Thank you that we should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And God, we're trusting and believing you that we'll be able to carry out whatever mission that you assign to our life until that day, glory to God, of departure. So God, we're asking you, Lord, to help us to fulfill your will. And we cancel every assignment of the devil that come to steal and rob and destroy and try to distort and try to steal what God has said is yet to come to pass. God, help us to stay focused like never before. We love you today, and we appreciate you, and we adore you. So it won't be lip service, and we won't go out be a part-time lover. We'll be sincere at whatever you've given us to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Praise God. We're going to take any praise reports tonight. If the Lord say the same, and any prayer requests that the Lord has blessed out here for anyone to put out. And we want to glorify the Lord in all that we do. And we know there's different trials we go through, but whatever it is, we're still standing on God's word. Hallelujah. And the devil is a liar, but we want to glorify him more and more, no matter what the trial is. We're not fanatics that we can't recognize the fact that we do go through some trials and we do have situations, because we hear it all the time. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, and he delivers out of them all. We hear all the time what the devil came to do. What Jesus said, he came to give us that abundant life. We hear the different things that he's working for the good. So we know we have an enemy to contend with, but greater is he on the inside of us, and he is after us. And the power of agreement, glory that God can even put him to flight even the more. Well, God, we bless you tonight. So I'm taking the prayer requests now and praise reports. Praise God, praise God.
Praise God. Praise God, prophets. As Evangelist Cheryl, I wanted to first give the praise report. My friend Mary that was with me, the Lord blessed her in her case. I had written her a letter, and she had other supporting documents. So now she's going to be released out of that situation with housing. Hers was similar to mine. And she said she's just so happy. She's just so happy that they released her, and she won. She won her hearing. So she would have had to wait to November, and she was going through a situation like mine. So we could really relate.
Yeah.
So I praise God for that. That's a beautiful thing, and I wanted to tell you all because you prayed for it too, and I've been praying for it. So we praise God for that. And the other thing is I just want to ask continued prayer for me and Deborah. We are with my son tonight. We were here from Saturday. The enemy came to my door in the middle of the night. I didn't know who it was. He was speaking in Spanish, and, of course, I don't speak Spanish. I was in a room, he woke me up, banging, and I asked him, who they were, and they were speaking in Spanish, and then I realized this is the enemy. I said, well, I don't know you, and I'm not going to open the door, and if you don't leave, I'm going to call the police, and they kept knocking, and I called the police, and this time, out of all the things the enemy did to me, the Lord allowed them to catch them, not at the door, but coming out, so they got all their names. I hope they gave real names, but they told me when they came up, there were three Hispanic girls and there were two black girls. One of them I recognized when I went to the window with my neighbor, and she had a blade prophetess that looked like one of those, you've got a pig or a hog, with, you know, with all the things in it. And I just thank the Lord for the prayers of the righteous and being covered.
Yeah.
But I'm asking God, I came the next morning because a pastor always said, you don't stand and attack. And from the time the police came, the people upstairs, I showed them the ceiling because it wasn't all finished. And they couldn't believe it, how the drop ceiling was there, not really covering everything that had fell down, and they didn't fix it. But anyway, so I showed them that. The cop said to me, well, there's a lot of drugs in this building. I didn't mention that because when you live somewhere, you have to see and don't see, hear and don't hear, and pray. You pray for the people, pray for yourself. And I'm not involved in that, so that's all I could do. But anyway, they blast some music over me. And the cop said, well, you know what, do you want us to go up and see anything to the individual? And I said to them, no, because it'll only get worse. And they said, yeah, because 5 minutes after we're gone, they're going to turn it back up. But they just stomped over my head from the time the police left. The man from next door came up and over my head. to 3 a.m. I just sat up, and when the prayer warriors won at 5:30, I got with them and I told them, and about 10 o'clock, I think I laid down for an hour. I packed my bag and I came over to my son, and I'm just asking you all to pray for me, for my daughter. I don't know that I will go back there, but I've been asking God to move them individuals, and so far, as far as I know, I haven't heard from the landlord. Nobody's been done. Nobody's called me. But the police came, and I'm going to pick up the report. I'm concerned about her schooling and all that, but the counselor called today, and I told him, and so he said he's going to make a call in the morning. I'm praying there's something to be worked out, that if God is will, he's going to remove them. That's what I've been praying. If not, then for him to make a way for me and Debbie until we do get something, and I have been looking. But it's just a situation where the enemy don't want to take its flight.
Praise God. We'll definitely set before the Lord, and we'll be praying tonight in consistent prayer to open the door and give you favor that you will be able to, if that's what you have, since things are intensifying and not getting any better. I pray blood covering and also that you won't let the enemy cause you to be fearful and fretful, but also be wise. We know we have to be that wise in whatever environment. Meantime, don't let this don't allow to love that to get that fear back on the inside, so that way you can be like tormented by what the enemy is doing. But God, give us wisdom.
Yeah.
He don't allow us to be tempted. But in the meantime, we'll set before the Lord again for that praise report for the other young lady that the Lord blessed and opened the door. Her case, case is won. Amen. Praise God. Any other praise reports or either prayer requests?
Prophetess BJ, thank and praise God for using the internet today to listen to the message that came on yesterday, and I really did appreciate that. I got quite a bit from that in Acts, the third chapter, so I praise God for Sister McCormick bringing that great word, and I wanted to say that what stuck out to me is that when Peter and John had, said in the name of Jesus, to rise up and walk, and the people began to look at them, and they say, why are you staring at us as though we did this by our power? But it was at the name of Jesus that this person is standing whole. And I thank and praise God, it's at that name of Jesus, and I thank and praise God that that's something that we have to remember. All we have to say at the name of Jesus or Jesus, and there would be a peace, there would be a calm. Praise God, the name of Jesus has authority, it has power. Praise God, so when we begin to speak and we begin to trust and stand on the name of Jesus, we can expect that God is going to move, because he promised us that whatever we ask in his name, he'll do it. And the Lord wants to do it because he wants our joy to be full. So I thank and praise God for that message. It was a great message. And sometimes we wonder, well, what did this person do? That person didn't necessarily have to do anything, because as the scripture was saying, he was lame from birth. So I thank and praise God that at the name of Jesus, some things can take place. That means the devil will tremble. Praise God. And if you need a mountain move in your life, you stand on the name of Jesus and speak at the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And expect that a situation will change. We have to be steadfast, unmovable, and continue to stand on his word. I'm putting remembrance of the Lord Jesus saying, that he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, he will liken him to a wise man who built his house on a rock. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the winds and the storms and, all that stuff came and beat on that house, but that house did not fall. And I look at the wind and the rain and whatever else that came, it's those trials and tribulations that come. But when you are standing on the rock and you are built on the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, praise God, stuff may take place, but you're going to still be more than conquerors and more than victorious. So I thank and praise God for that message. I was just focused on it's at the name of Jesus that, praise God, that person received his wholeness. praise God. And that one thing about the person, a lot of times when, you know, we pray for people, sometimes they're not expecting anything. They don't have faith, and they're not expecting anything. But what we have to do, we have to educate them and say, look, when we pray for you, you be expecting God to bring about a change in this situation. So I thank and praise God that that was a blessing to me, that I was able to go back on the computer and listen to that message that was taught on yesterday. So I thank and praise God for that, and I also thank and praise God for his glory in the earth on yesterday. Praise God, because my son, he got up and he was able to walk, praise the Lord, and he didn't have the cane, and he got his little pants on and went on down to the country with his wife and kids and, you know, took a little break, praise God. So he's still down there. So imagine he's still doing well. He's able to eat a little bit, just a little bit at a time. But I thank and praise God for that. But for 2 days, he has not thrown up. So that's a miracle as far as I'm concerned, in the name of Jesus. So thank you so much. And I just thank and praise God for who he is and for what he's doing. And I'm expecting God to work in every situation that's been lifted up for good, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise God. That was powerful. I bless the Lord for you getting on the end of it and coming back, going back, hearing the word, and God moved miraculous like that and put that in your spirit. But I like that part about, in the name of Jesus, glory to
Amen.
God. What God can, he can change things. In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Praise God. And I said, too, bless my spirit, when you said, when we pray a lot of time for people, they're not expecting, and you got to educate them for that expectancy. Now, that's a word right there to preach right there, right there by itself.
Amen.
That's
real.
Hopeful. Yes, ma'am. I had to write that note down. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Bless
Amen.
The Lord. Anyone else for a praise report or prayer request today? I thank God. He is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Praise the Lord. Anyone else before we start praying? I'd like for you all to, we've already had you all praying, but the time is getting near for the homegoing for my cousin, and that's on the son of the Bishop Jr., and he just preached his father's funeral, homegoing, just Friday 2 weeks ago, and he's gone. And so, well, Bishop Lord, we're asking you to pray. Our family is still seem like, you know, no matter what, we know it has happened, but it seems so unreal the way things happen and happen. You know, a lot of us are believers and have faith in the Lord and casting the cares, but it's still, when we talk to different ones of the family and as well as myself, it seems like it's not real, but it is real, and it does happen. But we ask you to continue to pray for us and continue to bless those one in praying for our aunt, at least the one that was her husband at first and now her son, and they've been married 71 years, and she's standing strong and holding on to her faith, broken, but she's still holding strongly on her faith, and as well as some of the other and some of the siblings are broken, but they're, you know, standing. But it's been a little difficult. And so I'm praying, but at this time, I know that I'm not. That's just a bit much. I'm not going to attend. I'm not going. But we'll keep continuing to pray. I share that already. Not letting God just quicken my spirit. Otherwise, in my spirit, I have to walk with what's best for me. And hope, prayerfully, everybody else, as I've been sharing. So just keep our family lifted up before the Lord as we continue on about the things of God and what he's doing, and for those that will have to, you know, go into that service tomorrow, for those that will have that time to view tomorrow, not tomorrow, I mean Wednesday, but it would actually be taking place 12 o'clock at Bible Way in Columbia, South Carolina, then. But we just request for your prayers as we stand on the promises of the Lord and pray one for another. And most of it all, as we often say so many times, everybody got to make sure that their life is lining up. You know, he went on to glory. He lived a life according to what God is saying. And that hour for us, we got to continue to pray and we got God's face and be obedient to make sure that our anchor holds. So, and with all of that, we're still praying and standing on God's word and casting the care and giving him glory and back thanking him for all that he's done and still doing. And he's a faithful God. He still deserves all the praise and all the glory. He is our El Shaddai, the Almighty God, the All-Blessed One, the All-Sufficient One, the More Than Enough God. Praise the Lord. So that's my prayer request for tonight for us and the Lark family as well down in Columbia, and just for the family, period. But in the meantime, to God be the glory. So if there are any more prayer requests besides the one that I have, or praise reports, we're going to release the line. We're going to go ahead on and pray. We have those, that one for Sister Cheryl, and Mother Willette Evangelist has covered so much so beautifully in how bringing that word back in. And that right there is powerful in itself for all of us. So I'm just going to ask Mother Willette, would she handle that prayer for Sister Cheryl concerning the challenge that the demonic force has come up against her, but standing on that word, and also God for the blessed with favor for relocation or whatever door needs to be opened without having to go through a bunch of opposition with the enemy, but regardless, that she stands fast in her faith. So since that word was so good with Mother McCormick had brought the other night, and it was reiterated in some other areas, to just help us to really stand and in the name of Jesus on the promises of the Lord, then I want her to pray in that area. But Mother Alexander is helping my spirit. Father, I do thank you. As soon as I finish this, Mother Willette, pray for Sister Cheryl and that same, what I just was given. But my
yes,
Father,
ma'am.
I do thank you, Father Alexander. I bless the Lord for this warrior, this evangelist, and the anointing that you placed on her life, and what you've called her to do at this hour, and the assignment that's on her life, glory to God, for when she got to venture out to transition, glory to God, for the work of the kingdom. I'm praying that every provision be made, but I'm praying for a special blood covering over her for her protection now, and also when she makes this transition, God, to do what God has gave her in this mission. But I pray, God, that you continue to keep her encouraged, keep her built up, keep her body healed and whole, bind up every satanic and a demonic force that will come up against her body, come up against that anointing in her, that she continue to stay faithful, regardless of whether they hear or whether they forbear. Can't remember whether it was Jeremiah or Ezekiel, but whether they hear or forbear, Lord, but God, you still have to speak. So, God, I pray you continue to give her the joy to stand on the promises of the Lord and make her head like flint and her feet like hinds feet. God, I pray, glory to God, that she'll have that same kind of tenacity and determination to speak and decree and declare what thus said the Lord, whether the people on the outside, whether the people in ministry, whether the people, glory to God, that don't know God and Christ and the pardon of their sins, whether it be her family or what, there will never be any opportunity where the enemy will come in and cause her, glory to God, to settle for anything less than what God has said. And concerns over that, whether it be for the outside of the house, inside of the house, whether it be her family or whoever, God help her to stand boldly. Pray, glory to God, for you to bless in the finances. Glory to God to be able to continue to fuel the things that you've given her to do. I pray, glory to God, for continued favor upon her life. I pray, glory to God, for like-minded people with a strong desire to fulfill the will of the Lord, to be, glory to God, as warriors, to stand with her and stand, glory to God, and undergird her in prayer as well as working in the kingdom in the name of Jesus, because she's not out there alone, because there's many go out with that desire to fulfill, not many as what the world has out there or what nobody got in the body, but God, you have people that are assigned that you have said with like-minded nobody out to carry out the mission and the assignments in the name of Jesus. So God, we just bless you for her right now. Pray you continue to bless and move in her life, and I glorify you. Thank you again as we pray, glory to God, for the widows and those ones, glory to God, that are standing right now in need of, glory to God, your healing, your deliverance, as we said for Mother Freeman and Mother Smalls, and whatever, you know what is going on there. So we're asking you, Lord, continue to deliver, and we bless you right now. Turn some things around in their favor, and God, work it out that you will get the glory no matter what the enemy try to come against. God, continue to give them peace and joy in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, Mother Willette.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, in the precious and mighty name of Jesus, in that name that's above every name, we come back before you, Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' name. I thank you for the power of your word. Hallelujah. And I just want to put this scripture back in remembrance, where in Acts, the 4th chapter, where Peter was saying the 10th verse, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doeth this man stand here before you whole. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And then verse 12 says, neither is there salvation in any other name, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So, Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that I come before your presence right now, thanking you in advance that you are the living God, that you are faithful, that you are a covenant keeper, hallelujah, and that we are your people, hallelujah. And I thank you that at the name of Jesus, Sister Cheryl, Evangelist Cheryl, and her family already has the victory over this situation. We thank you, Lord God, for her friend Case with the home situation there, and thank you, Lord God, for favor. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that no weapon that's formed against Evangelist Cheryl and her family shall prosper, and that every tongue which rise against her in judgment shall be damned. And hallelujah, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is from the Lord, thus saith the Lord, hallelujah. So, Lord God, we pray at that name that's above every name, where the demons tremble, hallelujah, where everything, hallelujah, must bow at the name of Jesus. You promised in your word that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through you, Heavenly Father, through the pulling down of strongholds. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we take authority right now and pull down strongholds of darkness in the name of Jesus. We pull down strongholds of wickedness in the name of Jesus, strongholds of witchcraft, voodoo, whatever it is. We pull it down by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, at the name of Jesus, even the dark powers, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, must bow at the name of Jesus. So, Father God, by the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ that you give us, hallelujah, we speak your word to go, to set free, save, and deliver. And God, these people that are practicing these ugly things, if they're not going to come to you, Father God, we turn them over to you to deal with them as you see fit, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. We realize, Heavenly Father, that you would that none should perish, but you already know whether or not they're going to turn to Jesus, and it is at the name of Jesus where they must bow. At the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray that you release supernatural, powerful angels to encamp about this entire body that's represented on this line. Encamp your angels around Evangelist Cheryl and her family, Lord God. And God, we send forth your word, which is quick, it's powerful, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And we pray, oh God, that that spirit of the word, the sword of the spirit, will cut asunder anything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we pray for favor in her life. And God, you know what she's been dealing with. And we pray that you open up a brand new door for her in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against everything that's not like you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that at the name of Jesus, this man that was, Lord God, lame from birth, he was made whole at the name of Jesus. No authority that we have, but at the name of Jesus, he received his wholeness. Hallelujah, glory be to God. It's at the name of Jesus. And God, once we get a hold of that, it's at the name of Jesus that, Lord God, demons tremble. God, we bind up and we speak headaches on the devil in the name of Jesus. Because you said whatever we ask, believing that we receive, we have what we ask of thee. So, God, deal with the wickedness. Deal with the powers of darkness. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And we don't need to fight because Jesus has already gotten a victory for us. Hallelujah. She's already more than a conqueror. Already favored. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Already blessed. That new door is already open. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. God, we speak, Lord God, a turnaround in her situation for good, oh God. Oh God, we thank you right now. We bless this family in the name of Jesus. God, we rebuke the spirit of torment. That devil is a lie in the name of Jesus. You've not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Oh, God, we thank you that at the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I know it for myself. I cry out, Jesus, and there will be a peace, baby, that surpasses all understanding. Hallelujah. I make this confession for the body of Christ. In Christ Jesus' name, we are anointed and powerful people of God. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus and more than conquerors. We are doers of the word of God and a channel of his blessings. If God be for us, who can be against us? We are blessed in our coming in and our blessed in our going out. Our enemies are fleeing before us at the name of Jesus. God has commanded his blessing on our storehouses. He has opened up his good treasure, and we shall lend and not borrow. We are the head and not the tail. God has given us power to get wealth, praise God. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We dwell in his protection and his provision. God is our strength, our refuge, our fortress, praise God. We are not afraid of the snare of the fowler. Hallelujah. No evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are members of royal priesthood, hallelujah, holy nation. We are peculiar people, called out of darkness into the marvelous light of the Lord, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We have been healed by Jesus' stripes, healed of cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, afflictions, infections in the name of Jesus, and any disease. It shall have no part in our lives in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment shall be condemned. Hallelujah. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord and their righteousness from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thus saith the Lord. Hallelujah. We are saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, I pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem, and that peace will be within them and prosperity in their houses, according to Psalms 122, 6 through 9. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you in advance for deliverance, wholeness, soundness of mind. Hallelujah. And deal with the supernatural wickedness and the enemy in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for working it out. Working it out. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise your name, Jesus. Be the glory. We honor him and give him praise and glory. Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord. If there's nothing else, praise God. Mother Alexander, you have anything that's on your mind before we close?
No, baby, all is well in the name of Jesus.
Praise God, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, anyone else? Thank the Lord. And we thank God again for Mother McCormick. Praise God, how God blessed and delivered the word. Silver and gold have I none, as
Amen.
The disciples said, but such as I have, I give unto you. And like you said, Jesus has been unwrapped. Don't wrap it back up again. What God's gifting he's placed on the inside of us. We need to use them for his glory. And we thank God for in his name, glory to God, there is power, and he's given us that power to use for his glory. And I thank God, glory to God, for what he's done tonight and for the word and for the anointing, for the praise reports. And so as we continue to pray one for another on the second, it's already been the second Sunday. On the fourth Sunday, I will be checking back with one of the leaders and one of the warriors to find out who's ministering on the fourth Sunday. But in the meantime, as I said, let us continue to pray one for another, keep each other lifted up before the Lord, and stand on the promises of the Lord and be obedient to that he's called. Be a hearer and a doer. There's so much that he wants to do for us, and he wants to stir these gifts some more so he can be used. He can use us for his glory, that he'll be glorified in the earth realm. And don't let the enemy cause you to lose out on your birthright, because there's so much God want to do in these vessels. So in regardless of the opposition or the challenges and so forth, help us to remember what the promise of the Lord says. And he's not a God that he should lie, his hand is not too short that he can't deliver. But this too shall pass. And glory to God, we have to continue to keep our eyes lifted up to the hills with coming to our help. Remember that no matter what the storming outside or storming around us or storming in our lives, JESUS is always shining on the inside. So let his will be done. And let him comfort us through the Holy Spirit, take us through whatever situation we're going through, and continue to confess that I am triumphant, victorious, and an overcomer. Praise the Lord. Amen. Is that Mother Mother Small on the line?
Who?
Oh, I thought Mother Small was on the line. But anyway, praise God. I'm going to say shalom, and
amen.
We're going to say night. Praise
amen.
The Lord, and God ever endeavor. Thank the Lord for you.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He is worthy,
praise
worthy to pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Great is his faithfulness. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He is worthy to be praised.